Talking now about the role of corporates in the fight against gender-based violence and femicide. South Africa has a major problem with GBVF. You know this. You know the latest police stats have indicated this. Well, Magna Carta, as the PR agency for the Gender-Based Violence Respond Fund 1, has been invited by the JSE, I like this, to ring the bell and also participate in the panel discussion around the role of corporate SA in combating the scourge. What can corporates do to stop this? That's a big thing. Well, joining us is the British High Commissioner to South Africa at the British High Commission, Anthony Phillipson, who is on that panel. High Commissioner, hi, good evening. Welcome to The Money Show.
Thank you very much indeed. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
So when it comes to corporates, what can corporates do to stop the scourge? If they, for instance, see somebody who's working for them and they're getting themselves into a problem, what can corporates do?
So I think there's a couple of things. First of all, we all know that we need to work together to tackle the scourge, as you call it. I think that's exactly the right word, of gender-based violence and femicide. We also know that a lot of this happens in the domestic place. And especially during COVID, where we have collapsed the workplace into the domestic space, it means that we need to bring this conversation even more into the workplace. So a number of the companies, the British companies invested here in South Africa, a number of South African companies, I'm sure, have, you know, real commitment to well-being and mental health and looking after their employees. But I really think it needs to include this crucial topic of gender-based violence.
Yeah.
The second thing is that, you know, companies are always thinking about how do they position themselves to be at the leading edge of discussions. We've seen this in CSR over the years. We've seen this in ESG. And they are responding to shareholders, they're responding to customers, and they're responding to their employees. And it's their employees who are the ones rooted in the community. So that's why I think it's so important that companies are part of this discussion as we take it forward.
Yeah. But sort of besides that, being part of the discussion, is there more of an aggressive approach that corporates could perhaps take to stop this, like I said, scourge? Because it carries on again and again, and we see these campaigns coming in, welcomed. But what else can they do?
Well, I think they can really get engaged in the conversation about the type of workspace that they're creating. And especially, as I say, during the time of COVID, that workspace is in the home. We know, because we've seen the evidence, that the very high rates of violence against women and indeed against children, a lot of it takes place at the hands of a trusted partner or someone that they know. So corporates, I think, need to make themselves part of this discussion. The other thing I would say is that I think whether it's on issues like climate change or whether it's on issues like the impact of gender-based violence and femicide on economic activity, these are serious issues for economic players. And the final thing I would say is that I think there's a role for companies, and indeed there's a role for organizations like the British High Commission here in South Africa, to get engaged in a conversation about creating opportunities for women in the workplace. We do a lot of work through what we call the UK South Africa Tech Hub about digital access programs for women, about female entrepreneurs. We have a wonderful, wonderful program called Future Females. So giving women a place in the future of the workforce, the future of the global economy, I think is also part of the mix.
Yeah, and perhaps as well, and you actually touched on it, when it comes to earning money, for those who don't earn enough, I'm talking about women as well, but for those who don't earn enough, perhaps corporate should have a look at salaries, have a look at the cost of living, see what's going on in people's lives. That will then release the stress that comes with going home and there's an explosion.
I very much agree. I very much agree. And if I can maybe just take it quickly into sort of the global place as to how the UK government has handled these issues or wanted to engage in these issues over the years. And our current Foreign Secretary has really put women's economic empowerment and girls' education right at the heart of the foreign policy priorities of the British government all around the world. The Prime Minister has made this a key theme of his G7 presidency this year. And we had President Ramaphosa at the G7 summit in June. We invited Foreign Minister Pandor to the Foreign Ministers meeting in May, and looking forward to seeing her in Liverpool in December. Because this is a global conversation. We need to talk about this in the G7, in the G20, in the WTO, all about creating those opportunities for women within the global economy. And we're also, you know, we're putting serious resource into this as well. So we invested here in South Africa in the Solidarity Fund last year to the tune of 25 million rand. Today, in the panel that you mentioned with JSE and a number of others this morning, we announced a further 10 million rand contributions to the new GBVF Response Fund, and that will support its call for proposals to address these issues at the grassroots here in South Africa.
Talking about that, and we've seen what has happened, and I love the way different countries are tying into this, but is there buy-in to something like this? I mean, there's lots of discussion. Could there be formulated policy that comes from this? Policy perhaps for corporates as well?
So I think it's all about creating a conversation, and it's about creating a framework, it's about sharing best practice. And in each individual country, the context will be different, and therefore the solutions need to be different. But I think if we can get a global commitment to addressing the challenge, if we can get a global commitment to countries working together and sharing best practice, then that is the way forward. On the 16th of November, so last week, the Foreign Secretary launched a new campaign to end violence against women and girls and to tackle sexual violence in conflict around the world. So again, that's another part of it. And we want to take this forward, as I say, whether it's in the G7, G20, the WTO, maybe even the OECD, the UN. We want to be present in all of these discussions and making sure that the solutions to this is evidence-based and rooted in the countries where we need those solutions to play out, because all of the countries are different. You can't have just a top-down. It's got to be bottom-up as well.
Yeah, indeed. British High Commissioner to South Africa, Anthony Phillipson, thank you so much for coming onto The Money Show. I do appreciate it.